Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we are looking at partly sunny conditions and a high near 70. Forecast details coming up. We got temperatures right now. Things starting to warm up all over southeast Wisconsin. In Kenosha, the reading at this hour, 56, 59 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 59, 56 in Racine. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department investigating a reported fatal hit-and-run accident before 10 o'clock last night involving a car and a bicyclist. Bristol Fire Rescue dispatched at 9:50 p.m. to 260th Avenue and 119th Street, also known as Highway JF and Highway C in Trevor, a person not conscious, not breathing. The initial reports from the scene indicated the vehicle that fled that location may have incurred a broken headlight. It's been a higher-than-normal law enforcement presence for the construction work taking place on Taylor Avenue from just west of Meacham Road to Bankers Road, westbound from the city border into Mount Pleasant, because there have been rock throwers and motorists ignoring no-through traffic signs or speeding in what is a work zone. Racine County's Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson told the Traffic Safety Commission that the rock throwing at contractors is very disturbing, and she also noted several hundred citations already issued to motorists in that area.
I think somebody told me over 400 speeding tickets in that construction zone since it started, because people are just flying through without any regard for posted and all through traffic. And so there's some big tickets going out to people. And we still have to get that project done this season. So I know they're trying to get this done as quickly as they possibly can, because it is a very highly urbanized area, a very congested area, and a very busy traffic area.
Aside from the Taylor Avenue project, Anderson noted the county's other big project is the Highway A culvert and bridge replacement. That's another 4 weeks, she said. Next year, it's going to be the big project of Highway Double M from Highways 31 to 38. State Department of Transportation, meanwhile, says the roundabout at McKenna Parkway in Burlington at Highway 142 should be open next month after the original schedule changed with a late start plus all the flooding in July. Early to mid-October, the new time frame, says communications specialist Dan Sellers. The road only open to local traffic at this point. One adjustment to the schedule was made for paving McKenna Parkway's intersection with the new roundabout, that for accommodating the traffic to Burlington High School and Gateway Technical College. A Racine Fire Department investigator says that a $6,000 fire at 1240 Superior Street, a vacant home before 6 a.m. Sunday, that was intentionally set and extinguished within about 15 minutes of crews arriving. The home in question targeted for city demolition, according to a news release. Fire was set at the back of the building by undisclosed means. Anyone who might have information on that, asked to contact the Racine Fire Department at 262-635-7915. The Racine Fire Department will not be getting its drone just yet for use in emergency situations because, well, like with smartphones, you want the latest in technology.
We learned that the technology involved is going to be improved in the fourth quarter or the first quarter of next year. So we're requesting at this time that this item be received and filed, and we'll bring this back once we see the new technology before we proceed.
That's Fire Chief Steve Hansen before the city's Finance and Personnel Committee says the use of drones can really enhance visibility without risking personnel. And one of the reasons to wait on the new technology, this drone needs the ability to be intrinsically safe, meaning it can't be contaminated, such as with a chemical plume. Money for the drone would come in the form of a grant from Firehouse Subs. Organizers of the 9th Annual Pike River Cleanup say it was a record setter in terms of volunteers and how much debris was removed. Jim Zonslack telling the Kenosha News more than four dozen people showed up to help, and when they all concluded, there was enough trash and other debris to fill a 40-cubic-yard dumpster, including 25 tires. Cleanup went from near the Smeds Tennis Center at Carthage College to around Highway A and Wood Road. Framework for advancing development on the site of what used to be Dairyland Greyhound Park in Kenosha going before the city council tonight. A developer wants to put up some industrial buildings and would eventually tear down the abandoned dog track, but before any of that happens, ground contamination from an old unlicensed landfill has to be dealt with. In addition to Summers, the State Department of Transportation is also liable because the agency owns a small part of it. The agreement on the council agenda tonight calls for all the parties involved, including the city, to share the cleanup costs. City would provide up to $2 million in tax increment. The developer already has at least one business interest in the site, which remains anonymous in terms of a name at this point. The north section of the former Racine Steel casting site on North Memorial Drive in Racine is so contaminated from years of heavy industrial use that it's on EPA's watch list, which is why the city is looking to move soon on actual cleanup. At the recent Redevelopment Authority meeting, hired environmental attorney Bill Scott said what is considered technically a pilot test involving a chemical, it's kind of different than what's normally approved, seems to be the best option, they're going to try it. This pilot test will be done on about a 3,000-square-foot section of the north parcel, Scott indicating it may or may not take care of the worst of the underground contamination, but after about 90 days, it says it should also indicate what can be done on that entire site.
So we wait our 90 days. If it comes back and it didn't work as well as we think, it probably will have worked well enough. And there's two ways that we adjust that. One is we do something called a risk-based closure, where you don't take the number off the shelf from EPA. You know, they have table values. You go and you say, you know, in reality, this is going to be a heavy industrial site, or this is going to be a parking lot.
He pointed out that there are other cleanup measures at greater expense, but this $200,000 pilot test should point the way on what the site can be used for in the future. Well, in the wake of nuisance property proceedings against the Riverside Inn and the determination that a newer City of Racine nuisance ordinance was not legally applicable, the process has been underway ever since to create a revised policy. One of the components would be the creation of a due process board to address appeals on chronic nuisance determinations. That request from the city attorney's office to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee going to be referred at Wednesday night's council meeting. City of Racine's new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system starting up today. No doubt it's going to be a learning curve for a lot of folks. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explained that they're starting everybody out with a 95-gallon cart so everybody can determine what is the best fit for their location.
The intention is to try and size this for probably a pretty heavy week for your average household. There are folks who do routinely put out more than that, large families, folks that generate a lot of extra waste.
Meanwhile, he says the DPW supervisors will follow the collection trucks, observe the operations, and they'll leave notes for addresses where materials are not in the carts, including bulky waste items.
So anything that basically is set out will be tagged, and our supervisors will leave a note on the door basically instructing them, hey, this is the, you know, this is no longer how we're dealing with bulky waste. You need to arrange a pickup through the Public Works field office, or, you know, bring it down to one of the free drop-off centers.
Bottom line, if your trash will fit in the cart and the lid is down, you're good to go. But anything left outside by itself in another container or a trash bag, it's not going to get picked up. In Caledonia, John's Disposal today delivering their new garbage carts to village residents, and they'll be doing that over the next 2 to 3 weeks. According to officials at the Village Hall, the residents should start to use the carts as soon as they are delivered. If you have any questions or concerns, contact John's Disposal. And it's been about a week or so since the Shalom Center opened up the doors to its new homeless shelter on 39th Avenue. Already changes have been observed in the temperament and the attitude of the people who are being served. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Shelter Program Director Lisa Sanders cited the example of one 30-year-old man. She said he now seems to have some kind of purpose in life.
He went from not speaking to saying good morning and helping get things ready for the day. And you can just see the change in his whole demeanor. I think he finally feels hope for the first time. So it really is amazing to see the ownership that they've taken.
Little things, she says, make a big difference in people's lives. The new Shalom shelter replacing the INS program. That was area churches sheltering the homeless on a rotating basis. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.